Senior Story, The Beautiful Scar, Chapter 3, Just Give Me My Horses Back. After staying 2 weeks at Florence Elementary School due to the wildfire, several families who lived on the north side of the mountain range were permitted to go home. The following Sunday, Morning Star Church echoed with grateful testimonies of God's protection of life and property from the north siders. But from those who lived on the west face of the mountain, the ones who were still waiting for fires to be contained, little was said. Pastor Shane was one of those. His entire ranch was hit by the firestorm. He released his 12 head of cattle and 3 mules, but had no time to gather his pack of supplies and barely escaped an explosion.
"I'd be a liar to stand here and say that I feel like offering thanks to God," he said solemnly. "It's one thing to preach week after week that God is good, but it's another thing to believe it when everything around me says it's not true. I had nothing to say to all of you grieving people this morning when I woke up. I'm empty, just like you. But I opened my Bible anyway. This is what I found. It's from Psalm 50. But giving thanks is a sacrifice that truly honors me. I made a sacrifice when I give up something important to me for another thing I value even more. I may give up my $20 that I was going to use for my lunch so I can buy lunch for a man without a job. Or I may need to risk my own life to protect my child from being attacked by a wolf. Either way, I am going to give up something I value, and it may not feel too good at the moment. Right now, I don't feel like thanking God, and yet I know it's the right thing to do. I say I have faith in God, that I believe His word is true, but how do I really know I believe that? I don't, until I am tested. So I have a chance right now, this very moment, to offer a sacrifice, to give up my feelings and choose to believe God's word, that He is good. I can declare that before all of you by giving Him thanks. It's hard, but I want to know what kind of faith I have, and I want to please Him. Then God says, "If you keep to my path, I will reveal to you the salvation of God. I've already chosen to be a follower of Jesus, so my soul is saved, and I will live forever with Him in heaven. But I don't think God is talking about that kind of salvation here. He means gaining a victory, like winning a war or winning a victory over a bad temper or habit. Many of us have suffered terrible losses. It hurts. We grieve. And that's okay. But let's declare this truth together today. Let's thank God for what we do have and for all that He will do." "Father," prayed Pastor Shane, "make us watchful and help us offer sacrifices of thanksgiving. Then lead us into the mighty victories You have prepared for us. Amen."
"Just give me my horses back," Wayne mumbled as they stood to leave.
Curtis Newman, who was sitting in front of the Matsons, heard Wayne's resentful murmur. A tall, hulky man with a full beard, he was born and raised in the mountains. Ready to help at a moment's notice, he was often called upon for work projects. Though the Matsons greeted him on Sundays, they never interacted much beyond that. Today, however, all that would change.